Do appreciate it. Like you said, John did a nosedive or something off the house with Christmas lights, and that didn't turn out well. So you're stuck with me today. Also acknowledge Greg Holt and Matthew Pelletier, who are co-authors from the Lubbock Gin Lab. And also, in case I forget to call it out later, the programming for this project was done by Bond Technology Solutions, or Matt Bond, in Lubbock, Texas. So, as I think we've heard a lot about round modules and all the problems they cause, but there's also some opportunities. And that's because, you know, every round module has four RFID tags in it, and we're really not taking advantage of those tags real well in the U.S., and part of that is because we haven't been given all the tools we need to take advantage of that. So that's part of this project, is to increase the number of tools to make use of this RFID technology. One thing just to clarify that I know a lot of people get confused by, these RFID tags are static. All they contain is basically a unique identifier for that module. Now, there's value in that. That means, you know, we really shouldn't be needing to spray paint these things, because they all are already contain that unique identifier. And then with that unique identifier, if your producer is using the Harvest ID system from Cotton, John Deere, now you have access, you can link that ID through their database to all these parameters, from the latitude and longitude, where is the deposited, and then these things I put in red are things that the operator has to enter, all right? But if they enter that, then that data is available, client, farm, field. Variety could be there if they choose to enter it. Operator, gen ID, producer ID. So all this stuff is there. And then what will be coming in 2017 that I think will obviously is of interest to a lot of people is the weight of that module and moisture content. So this is getting to be some more valuable data that probably not only for the producer, but also for the ginner. One thing I bolded, the way that you can retrieve this information, both the producer and if your producer makes you, your gin, a trusted advisor, you can access this through My John Deere if they're using the My John Deere site. And they also have an API, which is an application program interface. And I bring that up because if you click through My John Deere, your finger will get very tired by the time you've done about three producers, because there's a lot of clicks involved. And so one of the things, that, just a side note, that we have worked on that will be available for next harvest season is Cotton Incorporated contracted with Bond to develop a program you can put on your computer at the gin that will automatically use that API and pull in all your producers' data if they've given you permission, so that you don't have to do all those clicks, and you can set it to download data every day or every other day or every hour, whatever you want to do. So that's going to be available. So really, there's a lot involved in capturing value from this RFID system, and because of limited time, I'm not going to talk about all the other components. The only component we're going to talk about today is this one component about if we have these modules in the field and we want to record the numbers on those modules and assign a load number to them and transmit them to the gin. That's the little piece that John has been working on and has got figured out this year. We're going to continue to work on all these pieces, but we got piece one almost done, as you'll see. So the objectives of this work were really, again, to develop a tool that would allow, if you have modules that either in the field or you've staged them on the edge of the field and want to create load numbers and then transmit that file to the gin, that's kind of where we're at. So that's the component and objective of this study. Right now we're calling it RFID module scan. Maybe someone can come up with a more creative name, but that's what we got right now. Also, that logo has not been approved by Cotton Incorporated Legal, so it may change in the future. Some technical details, just real quick. A lot of these work we're going to be doing with John and others on the software development, it's going to be open source software. And so the idea is, once we get this software developed and you look at it and say, man, I really need something different for my gin, you'll be able to get that source code, get a case of beer and a pizza, and go to your local community college and get someone to customize that program for you, okay? So that's going to be an option. right now the current app has been for Android tablets, and these are a tablet A, this is an S2, and an LG smartphone. We've confirmed that it works on that. Hopefully it works on more Androids. And then it's very specific right now to this handheld RFID scanner. It can read RFID from up to 15 feet away. It also serves as a 2D and 1D barcode scanner. So that's all integrated in this device. So that's what we're using. So this is just where you can get this device for about $1,100. Go to Barcode Giant or anywhere else. That's just the one example of where we got this from. And so here's what the app looks like. This is the first screen to the app. And so there's really a couple. I'm not going to go through all the menu settings, but this first one, continue scan, is really a new scan. Is for modules that have been staged in the field, and you want to combine them into load numbers. The scan module in the field is more of a, we'll go through this one. This one has more flexibility. If you just want to inventory modules or just need a way to record the module numbers and their GPS location, I won't go through some of the settings and transmission, but this is where you can do some of the data management and set up what scanner you're using and things like that. So when you go, let's say you've got your modules and you're using a traditional module truck and you got four of them staged in a field, you start out with a new scan, you put in the grower, the farm, and the field, and then you can either start your load numbers at one, or if your gen has told you your load numbers are 1,000 to 2,000, you can start at 1,000, all right, and then it increment from there. Then you can tell how many round modules do you want to put into a load. Do you want four, or are you putting it on a semi, and you want six, or whatever. That's a variable you can choose. And then you get that set up, and then this is an example of where we have a couple fields that have already been scanned, and you can see this one has a load, again, as a set of four modules, and then the modules or the individual 36-round modules have been collected from this grower, this farm, this field. This is the data it was transmitted, and if we were to say we haven't finished this field, if we click on that field, we would be taken to the next screen where this is kind of what it looks like when it's running. So you have your scanner. You're out there. You got your four modules. You boom, boom, boom. You scan four. It puts those into a load. And then down here at the bottom, you can see these are the individual serial numbers from those four modules. And now those have been integrated into load right here, this load number, 2001-60-13, and that's going to be ready to go. As soon as you scan the next one, it will create a new load number. Also, there's an option to go back and review what you've done. So if you kind of lost your place, you can go to this review screen and see what were the serial numbers associated with your previous modules. And then once you're ready to transmit, really, there's a couple options that will be based on the Android device, but I think the most straightforward one will be an email, where it email essentially an Excel file or CSV file that you can send to yourself and to the gen. And I'll show you in a second what that file looks like. And then this other one, scan modules in the field, is the idea if you aren't using Harvest ID or you just have a reason, like even on your gen yard, you want to inventory what's out there. This is just a little more flexible interface than creating loads. So again, you can put in grower, farm, and field, as well as the location, as to say, you know, it's in the field or it's on the turn row or maybe in the gen yard, or you can put whatever note you want in there. And then again, it just makes a list of all those RFID numbers and then associates a GPS coordinate. And again, that GPS coordinate's coming from the Android device. Now, I forgot to point that out. The main thing about an Android device, not all Androids, especially the tablets, actually have a GPS receiver in them. So the ones we've tested have you just need to make sure it has a GPS receiver. It's not trying to create a fake signal from a Wi-Fi or a cell network. So you can have that list of modules. And again, same way you can transmit it. And this is what you end up with. I know it's kind of hard to see, but again, all that information for every round module, the grower, the farm, the field, the serial number. And then in this case, This is an example of one that was just our inventory. We weren't creating loads. But if we were doing loads, you would see the first four would be grouped together as like load, I'll load one, then it'd be I'll load two. And then again, the notes that went with this. The other thing, because this can read, if some gens are already using a barcode to identify their four modules, you could read that and it would be stored with this. And right now it knows when it's reading the John Deere RFID, so that's the scan type. If you read a regular barcode, it would just say regular barcode. And again, you can see the time it was taken, latitude, longitude. Tablet ID, if you're running more than one tablet, we'll have that as kind of a backup. So that's all there. So, and then eventually, you know, you can either, where I see this going, is you're going to have to import this into whatever gen management software you're using. And there are, I know, EWR with eCotton and ePCCA are looking at how to integrate some of this into their systems. Or you can pull it into Google Maps and start doing some spatial recognition. And one of the things, this is an example of where we're visualizing where the modules were when we scanned them in the field and where they ended up when they're staged in purple. Yellow is where they were in the field. But this could be color-coded to be, you know, grower ID on your gen yard. And so you could see where you could have a map of where all the grower modules are for Fred and Joe and Bill and Susie out there. So that's where we're at. In the future, we want to be able to use the camera on the either the tablet or the Android device to read that 2D data matrix. Also, we want to add options for other scanners. And also, we are going to be continuing to expand this. So this is the beginning. And if you have a need to record RFIDs, this is an option that will be available for next genning season. So with that, I apparently am out of time. Any questions?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.